When chefs get together after work, they almost always end up in a pub to talk about the day's events. One topic that comes up more often than not is their last meal or their death row meal. If you can have one meal before you die, what would it be? For some people, it would be a steak. For other people, a lobster or grandma's chowder. But for me, the last thing that I want to have before I kick over is a beautiful charcuterie plate. Pâtés, rillettes, salami, sausages, coupled with pickles and cheese. That's the way I want to go. I'm Jay Dory, and this is Get Your Eat On Nova Scotia. Today, we're at Ratonneau in Halifax's North End to speak with Frédéric Tondy, and we're going to take a look at his charcuterie and see what he has to offer. Thank you very much for letting us come here.
Yeah, no problem. Welcome.
Now, here, we say charcuterie, but my French isn't good. How would you say it in French?
Charcuterie.
So you can tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Halifax?
Yeah, I'm going to make it short.
Yeah.
It's a long story, yeah, yeah. So.
Does this involve a girl?
Not at all, actually.
Oh, it's not as interesting as I thought it would be then.
No, it just involved me wanting to travel, basically. So I was in France, back in 2001 in the winter. And I wanted to travel and to see a bit what was going on outside of France. So I applied to a few jobs, including one in here in Nova Scotia in Cape Breton at the Celtic Lodge. I got the position. And then from then I moved on to Halifax and started working in Halifax in restaurants. I always wanted to have my own business. Like, that was part of my goal, you know, when I was in cooking school. So back in 2010, I decided to move forward and start doing Ratonneau. We have a small 26 restaurant called The Kitchen Table. The Kitchen Table started it at the old location as like a pop-up restaurant. So we were just doing it on a weekend. And basically, people were eating right into the kitchen. There was 10 seats at the time. So when we moved back in November in 2015, we had enough space to put more of a permanent location to the kitchen table. So now this is a turn to be a 20-seat restaurant with a main table, then seat 14 people. And we also seat 6 people right where we are right now at the kitchen counter, and you have the view directly on the kitchen. So you can see all the action happening.
Yeah, that'd be so it's kind of entertainment while you eat.
Exactly. As you can see, we get like many different type of meat hanging, from salamis to noix de jambon to some grison. We have some prosciuttos on the back.
The hams in the back as well.
Yeah, all the hams in the back, yeah. So it's prosciutto and we dry for 2 years. So there's a bit of a wait on that.
You're not done yet then.
Not quite, no. You got to be patient with it. I'm hoping to release the first dry ham made in Nova Scotia. Then we'll be available all the time to the public. So you'll be able to come at the shop and just on like buy whatever you want in weight, and we can cut it Spanish style, so on a stand with a knife.
I love that smell. Like, I just it's mouth watering.
Yeah, it's a pretty good smell. Yeah. You should create a perfume out of it.
ever since we started doing the show, this is the place that I wanted to come to most. The only real place like this in the province, and it's really, really special. A lot of people don't know anything about this type of food. If it's my last meal, I'm going to want to have this. There's variety, there's color, it's beautiful, and you know, they say you eat with your eyes first, and the presentations are always stupendous, and the product itself is just mouth-watering. The food here just has a habit of melting in your mouth, like you're getting a piece of heaven, I think.